Hello and welcome to this week's podcast episode. I am Donna Martin, your empowerment coach, and I am just double checking what episode number we're on because it's something I always forget. It is 92. We are on 92. 8 weeks to 100. My goodness, how crazy is that? So, welcome back to the Empowerment Coach podcast. I am Donna, your empowerment coach, and today we are going to be diving into a game-changing mindset shift that is the let them theory. Now, it's something that I've had a conversation with people over quite a lot over the last kind of few days, or the last over the weekend, and over the last kind of it just seems to be a conversation that's coming up quite a lot. And it's very interesting how people are easily influenced and easily reactive, and it really changes people's days and people's weeks and people's lives because of other people. So if you ever find yourself drained by control, by trying to control other people's behavior or seeking validation or bending over backwards for people who don't even meet you halfway, then this episode's for you. Because what if I told you that peace, confidence, and freedom comes from just two simple words, and that is let them. So what is the let them theory? The let them theory is about releasing control over what other people do and focus on, and just focus on what you can control, your own actions, your own reactions, and your own mindset. If someone doesn't invite you to something, let them. If someone always walks away from your life, let them. If they don't show up for you, let them. If they're trying to manipulate you, obviously don't let them, but let them be who they are and let them do their own thing. Don't try and change it. Don't try and understand it. Don't try and like allow yourself to be dragged into that kind of behavior. So many people I've spoke to over the last few while have been like their own peace has been sacrificed because of other people, and it's something that we want to recognize that someone's behavior is on them, and the more you just let them go do their thing and focus on you and focus on your peace, the more beautiful your life will become. It's not about like indifference, it's more about acceptance. It's realizing that when people show up or show you rather who they are, you don't need to fight it. You don't need to argue with it. They don't need to do anything. Instead of exhausting yourself trying to change, convince, fix big ones, you just let them. I know for me, certainly in the relationships that I've been in as well, a lot of that was a fixing, like that need to fix somebody, that need to be like, I'll be the person that changes them. I'll be the person that will make them see the light at the end of the tunnel. And in doing that, I completely lost myself. I completely lost who I was, and I allowed my own light to be diminished because I was so busy trying to shine someone else's or trying to let them see their light, if that makes sense. And in turn, that just ended up diminishing mine, and therefore, and you couldn't make their light shine for them. So therefore, nobody's light was shining, and therefore, everybody was miserable. And I mean, I can't say that for sure. I don't really know if those other people were miserable, but the reasoning for me trying to quote unquote fix them was not working. Like it wasn't changing that, but also at the same time was changing who I was and was changing what I was allowing and what the standards that I was setting. And like I said, my light was absolutely put out. So why is this mindset so powerful? Because when you adopt this let them mindset, you experience, for one, less stress. So you stop, or you certainly reduce overthinking or obsessing over why people act the way they do, I must admit though, when I first started going into the kind of personal development world and mindset and all that sort of stuff, the reason for me looking into mental health and looking into the power of the brain and trauma and the effects it has on the brain and all that sort of stuff was to understand. It was to understand why are people the way they do? Why are these people or this person, why do they act the way they do? There must be a reason for it. There must be, and so that therefore, it did come from a place of like wanting to know why and wanting to understand why. But by that point, I was already out of that situation. I was already disconnected, certainly physically, from the scenario, and it was more about right, what is this teaching me? What has this taught me? What how can I use this for my good? How can I use this that serves me and that moves me in a way that it happened for a reason, if that makes sense. Number two, stronger boundaries. You'll stop allowing people to overstep or drain your energy. Number three, more self-worth, because you'll stop basing your value on how other people treat you and looking for that external validation. And number four, freedom. You'll no longer be a prisoner to external validation. You'll no longer be a prisoner to other people's thoughts, other people's behaviors, other people's ways of acting and thinking. So if you think about it, if you constantly chase people, you always feel like you're behind. You always feel like you're just not quite catching what you want to catch, or what your intentions are. And if you have to beg someone to respect you always feel small. So let them choose what they want to do. And then you choose how you respond. You choose what you want to do with that scenario. Number three, how to apply the let them theory into your life. So how do we actually practice letting them? So here's three simple steps that I want you to think about when these situations occur and you're starting to feel reactive, or you're starting to feel less than, or you're starting to feel a bit reactive. Did I say that? I'm not sure. So pause and observe. Instead of reacting emotionally, because your monkey brain will come in when someone disappoints you, just pause, just take a minute and just internally ask yourself, is this really about me, or is this just who they are? And you can also ask yourself, do I want to spend my energy trying to change this? And if not, just let them. We also want to be thinking about releasing that need for control. You don't need to change, fix, or convince people to treat you better. Instead of forcing those connections, allow natural relationships to flow. So if something feels, it's always that thing, if something feels off, then listen to your gut. Your gut is like meant to be your second brain. Like listen, because if it feels off and you feel like you're forcing something, you feel like you're the one that's instigating everything, you're the one that's like trying to make things happen and trying to make things great and trying to make things all shiny and wonderful, then you're forcing something that maybe isn't reciprocated and maybe isn't natural. Therefore, if you just release that, then you'll start to build relationships that flow supernaturally and don't feel uncomfortable or forced or like it's very one-sided. And I also want you to redirect your energy. So every time you catch yourself overthinking someone's behavior, again, ask yourself, what can I focus on instead? And how can I invest my own growth and happiness? The moment you stop chasing, you will start attracting. And it is so, so true. So as I said, like a personal story of how this changed my life was with that emotional abusive relationship. I was very much trying to fix, trying to change, trying to appease, trying to please. And obviously that there's an element of that was because of the depth of abuse and the depth of like certainly the emotional side of the abuse. And that went on for years, absolutely years. And I can recognize where certain behaviors have came from, the people pleasing behaviors. I can recognize now where that's came from because I've done so much work on it. or just so much personal development in general. But for years and years and years, I lost who I was, and I allowed my spirit to be slowly but surely turned down and switched off. And for a long period of time, it didn't matter that mines was off. What mattered was that I was, and I probably didn't even recognize mines was off, to be fair. But what mattered to me in that time was like this people pleasing, this trying to fix, trying to change, trying to ignite, trying to do all these things that were pleasing someone else, or in order to appease a situation, or kind of like help someone see their potential, and also because you get a glimmer of what that looks like, and then but that's not actually who they are. And I suppose when I recognized that actually I was trying to show this person a light that actually wasn't there, the glimmers of it that I seen were false, and were gaslighting and love bombing and all that sort of stuff. And I definitely, in hindsight's a wonderful thing. You recognize that these behaviors actually, who they are and who they aren't, could become really, really, really clear. And it's actually made me very hyper aware now moving forward in authenticity and inauthenticity. I can recognize behaviors that I would have totally ignored before, maybe only consciously, maybe not subconsciously, but I can totally recognize now behaviors that I'm like, no, that is not for me, and have a standard and a boundary of this is where it is at, and I wouldn't allow anything less than. And I suppose it's also something that happens throughout all the time, because you communicate with so many different people, what as a business owner, as a empathetic female, as a, like, obviously I'm a dance teacher, like, so I do have a lot of different, I do judging, so I connect with a lot of different people, and you do really recognize that allowing someone else's words or behaviors or actions or anything to influence how you feel is not worth it, because my peace is not worth someone else's pleasure or someone else's getting it right or someone else's whatever. So there are still certain times where I do still get a little bit caught out and I start to feel that reaction, but I do then recognize it, take a moment, and let it go. So I realized when I stopped forcing and proving and chasing, I actually made space for the right people in my life. And you can too. Because now the people I have in my life now, 4 years, 5 years on, 5 years on, 5 years on from like coming away from that relationship, I have so many more beautiful people in my life that I didn't have 5 years ago. Obviously through going through spiritual journeys and doing all these different explorations of things, and really tapping into who I am, I have met the most beautiful souls. And a lot of these things I wouldn't have done had I still been in that relationship, because I would be so worried about someone else's reaction to it, or someone else's, they wouldn't have liked me building new connections. So if you take one thing from today's episode, let it be this: when people show you who they are, believe them, let them, and then choose you. I would love to hear your thoughts. If you have tried the let them mindset, please DM me on socials or share your story with me in some capacity. So if this episode spoke to you, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. And as always, keep stepping into your power, keep moving forward into your growth, and keep being a badass. Have a magical, magical day.